would you call that bread as opposed to home? You wouldn't call that. It wouldn't be homemade bread. You'd call what would you call that instead of homemade bread?
What?
The bread that you got at the store.
Yeah, some people called it bum bread, and some called it one thing, another, some loaf bread.
Say bum bread?
Bum, I've heard it called bum bread. Get it, you know, it'd be a week old when you got it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's good, I've never heard that before.
People, you know, the store in here didn't sell it. People maybe go out to Severo or somewhere and find some of that.
Sure.
I don't know, I've heard them call it different things. Bum bread. I don't know what they were. They got the bum, but it went bum bread.
Was there any other kind of cornbread? Maybe just something made with cornmeal, salt, and water.
Well, people used to make mush anyway. Mm-hmm. Out of meal. People used to make hominy. Mm-hmm. They'd take this cornmeal and grind it right coarse, you know. Mm-hmm. Make hominy, it's good. Mm-hmm. And then on other ways, they used to take the whole corn, you know, and then take and use lye or something or other to cut that to husk. Mm-hmm. That's awful good. If you take that hickory corn, you know, it's a great big grain. Mm-hmm. They make that, a lot of people don't yet. That hominy, but it's good, just like the hominy you buy. You beat hominy, but
sure.
It's the same thing that you buy.
You call it the same thing if it's ground up, the hominy?
Well, now that hominy, that's all hominy. That in the kernel was hominy, but they grind it right coarse, you know, and then that is hominy. That was good.
Yeah.
They call it grits now. It's just the same stuff
same.
That you buy for grits. We buy it, and grits.
Sure. You used to call that hominy, though, too.
We called it hominy.
Called it all hominy.
Yeah. Kids, we had no water mill there, and I didn't have no water mill, you know. People would come in there and they'd want to peck or half a bushel ground in the hominy.
Did your mother ever make, or your grandmother ever make any kind of a cornbread she'd make it before the fire, maybe put it in the ashes of the fire and wrap up a piece of cloth around it?
Do Irish taters that way.
What's that?
I've seen them do Irish taters that way.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they ever seen them do bread. I remember hearing them, my granddad and them talk about some kind of bread. Loney might tell you what that is. They call it stove bread or something, but they never did have much success with that. His mother could make it, but we didn't get much success out of it. Maybe she can tell you about how that snow bread was made. Some way you put snow on it, somewhere.
Snow bread.
Called it snow bread.
And was that made with cornmeal?
Yeah, but I don't know how it was done. Now.
I'll ask you about that.
His mother. I guess my granddad's mother used to make it that way. You Now, used to, they would put our taters, you know, sweet taters. They'd never cover them up with anything. They'd just put them in the fire and roast them.
Mm-hmm.
It's better if a lot of people thought that way. Mm-hmm. You take a sweet tater, you know, take it in there and cover it up in them hot ashes.
Yeah.
And peel it.
Did they ever take some cornmeal and kind of roll it up in a ball and then and boil it with greens?
I don't know if ever I've seen that now, Captain. Now you get on to the cooking. I don't know too much about it.
Did you have anything you called corn dodgers?
Well, but a corn dodger was just lots used to people called all kinds of cornbread corn dodgers.
I see. And how about a big piece, if you take the skillet and just cover that whole skillet and make it about, with cornmeal batter about that, and make it about old.
Well, I guess that's what they call the corn dodger. I've heard the corn dodger all of my life, and it's just a dodger of cornbread. That's pretty common, you know. People talk about a corn dodger.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows what a corn dodger is. You don't have to say bread.
It's
a corn dodger.
Sure. How about something that in the skillet, though, did they ever call that a hoe cake?
Yeah.
Or was that something different?
Well, I don't know just what I believe a hoe cake's made out of cornmeal. I've heard that hoe cake, and I think that was just cornmeal, you know.
So
I don't know whether there was any difference in that corn hoe cake or what they put something else in it. Instead of coming, you called it hoe cake instead of cornbread. It's all about the same thing.
And did they ever roll up some cornmeal in a little... in kind of little balls and fry it with fish?
Yeah. What that is called. My wife still fries a whole lot of cornbread. It's, you know, they're just me and her. She'll make it out in little cakes, and it seems like it's a whole lot better than just the regular old corn. She does that very often, yeah.
I see.
But they used to make, have little pans. You still around restaurants, they'll serve them to you in the Vista or something. And these little pans and hold maybe a dozen of them, you know. Baked cat, and they call them corn muffins, but I don't know the difference in corn muffins and corn bread, but they was different.
Mm-hmm.
They were a little better than corn.
Yeah.
Had pans with little places in them, just put them
sure.
in, you know.
Yeah. I was thinking of hush, you ever heard of these things called hush puppies?
Well, no, I heard them hush puppies, but I don't know them ever made. Youngins buys them sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether I ever read any of them or not.
Uh-huh. And did you ever have any kind of a cornmeal preparation that was made in the fireplace, and then you was so soft you had to eat it with a spoon? I don't mean mush now, but something more like something halfway between bread and mush.
I don't recall anything like that. I know my granny used to have a lot of mush made. She'd take that and pick that mush, put it in sweet milk, or. I used to like it, take that mush, you know, and put butter and pour molasses in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it that way. But my grandma, she used to have a lot of mush, right?